Alright, Lonely Boys, episode 9?
9, wow. We're really getting up there.
We're on almost in double digits.
Fancy. It says Black Widow. Very fancy. Jeffrey, what are we talking about?
Us. Or me having to go through this poof weed.
Oh, yeah, this. It's been an interesting week. Took a lot of reclaimed devs. Smoked boofs. I'm like, starting a new job on Monday, but niggas had to pay bills, so niggas is broke right now. I'm just glad I don't have kids. Damn, bro. I cannot imagine going through this shit and having mouths to feed.
That's crazy.
Honestly, man, I don't know. I'm sad all the time growing up. Poverty ain't cool, guys. We're actually talking about that with my mom the other day. About, like... Like, we're talking about how my brother's very materialistic. We don't really understand where that comes from. But at the same time, it's true. Everybody here, America, which is very, very materialistic. My brother has made it. I don't know. He's a Republican. That one doesn't make sense. Because he has a... If I have an accent, I barely speak English. No, he has a pretty thick accent. He's a racist. He's a very interesting guy. But what my mom was basically trying to get at was, I think, like, being poor in the United States makes you more materialistic, specifically because shit's being sold to you 24/7. And then, like, the individualism it breeds kind of creates this whole, like, I'm better than you. I don't know. It's just weird because my mommy raises the way that nigga be behaving. I don't know.
You want me to try to do your brother? Oh, yeah, I got you. You think of something. Says all the time. Oh yeah? Oh damn. I don't know how to do his accent. Oh, yeah. In my head I can hear it.
Trying to see. Oh really, bro? He always hits me like that. Oh, really?
Yeah, he always hits me
with that fucking patronizing ass tone. Yeah, nigga, really?
But he hits me with the oh yeah. Oh yeah? Did I get it?
Yeah,
I kind of. Oh, yeah? Oh, damn, I can't. It kind of has a rhythm, too.
I can do his voice better in Spanish. Because his little accent in Spanish is hilarious. He also has an accent in Spanish that has nothing to do with the, like, place geographically where we're from. Like, my dad is even from, like, a ranchy part of Mexico. My dad doesn't have a weird accent. My brother does, though. He's like the George W. of our family. Y'all know how, like, none of the Bushes, except George W., has a Texas accent? Because the Bushes aren't originally from Texas. Yeah. It's a little history for you.
Bushes. Look at them. Look at these birds. They're so cold.
I don't know. I just think it's interesting, like, I think maybe I need to learn to like things more like other people do. I think there's good and bad with that, right? I think it has a lot to do with what they were saying in that show earlier. The when they had the flashback of Bobby Digital and his little brother, his little kid. When his brother tells him, We don't do shit to be greedy. We don't do shit to be mad. Do shit to survive. I guess that's why I like. Yeah, that's kind of how I see shit. Like, I've never been. I guess that's why I hate my brother. Just that. It's like. Chill, nigga. I don't know.
I thought you were talking about the funeral part where she was like. Something about shooting each other for things they can replace. Or
whatever. Oh, yeah. Oh. That's even stupider, and that I do agree with. He has most.
But, you know, these other shots, though. Yeah. These verbal shots.
Yeah. It's because. Henry, just like Byron, very, very insecure people. For example. The only reason he came over to talk to us, Byron, the other day, was to, you know, talk to us like we're dumb potheads. Also, ask us about school, because that's what they're insecure about, that they didn't do that. And again, it does. All it really did for me, I don't know about you, can't speak for anybody, but as, like, someone who's not from here, it just made me understand America. Like, I used to think way differently of here. I just understand it now. I understand it's a huge business.
Yeah, it just.
But it didn't. I don't know. It didn't unlock a bunch of doors or some shit like that. I wish.
Hope we pick a career though. You know, I went into school without knowing.
Yeah.
My major, that was undeclared.
Yeah, that's true.
I didn't even think about it. So I took the little test.
Yeah.
You take to see what class you would be good at or mm-hmm. whatever, and then one of them was movies. Or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
One of the majors, and the other one was computer science.
Cool.
And then, yeah. And then my teacher at computer science was like, yeah, this is the job where you make hella money. I was like, I'm sold.
Yeah, I don't know. Because
my original plan before I got into UC Santa Cruz was to go to Amsterdam and start growing weed.
Plan. I don't really have one. I don't really have one after high school. Like, I was just tired of niggas trying to tell me who I was or who I was supposed to be. Because I think this is a very American idea of mine.
Mm-hmm.
But I have the right to make my fucking life however the fuck I want it. Also, I got tired of people telling me I was, like, slow. I wasn't slow, I've never had much to say, and when I have something to say, people generally don't like it.
Yeah, but then. The only reason we're planning, me and my friends, because, you know, we'd
all be smokers for a while.
And then, now it's like, you know, we wanted to move out of our parents because we've been smoking.
That.
And then. You know, you just be bullshitting, smoking.
Yeah, well, no, I get that. That's been a big part of my life. Pretty much, I got into college and started smoking hella weed. But it was just that, bro. I was just, like, tired of having to be what, like, they wanted me to be. Like, I don't know, it's a very weird thing. But, like, the career thing, all I ever knew is, like, that I wanted to. You know where the idea of college came to me? One time during the little family, little bullshit classes that you got paid for. The lady was doing it, she said something to the effect of the difference between hourly people and salary people. Is that it's supposed to be that if you're on salary, as long as you do your job, have to be there all the hours. Like, you will still get paid your whatever, right? And you get better benefits, perks, and stuff like that. And hourly niggas are usually the most expendable kind of employees. And, yeah, your living really relies on your time, not on what you can do. And that right there is just like, what the fuck do I know how to do? Because I worked at Sears at the time. Hated it.
You want to go into the Sears? The Sears,
how I even ended up working there.
Alright.
Because the reason I ended up working there was because of my family.
Alright, just tell the whole story.
I turned 18 and I was out with my friends. Again, I've never been to party or never been to... We were just at a fucking buffet, bro. Who's getting food? My mom calls me. She's like, where are you? I'm like, oh, with my friends. Mom, again, they always assumed I was like a bigger piece of shit than I actually was when I was a teenager. So they thought I was out getting drunk some bullshit. She was all pissy. And then she was like, go get a job. I'm like, what are you talking about? See, it's hiring and this. I already talked to... Anyway, they made me go fucking apply. And literally the next week I started. It was terrible. I don't know. They had, like, a sweatshop in the back. It was not cool. I don't know what to say about that. It's fucking the Sears Roebuck company. I don't even think that company exists anymore.
Shout out to Sears, though, for my first nail.
That's true.
But it wasn't even Sears. I think it was, like, some third-party situation.
Yeah, but basically, I just wanted a salary. I didn't understand. I'm telling you, I'm super ignorant about this whole college stuff. I didn't know shit. I just knew that, like, if I was gonna be a white man's bitch forever, why don't I at least get paid, what, we get paid $60 on the dollar compared to them? I wanted to make sure I got mine, my full 60 cents. I don't know.
Yeah. Me neither. I wasn't really thinking about school like that until they made me do the free application things.
FAFSA?
You know how you could apply to 4 UCs?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
4 states for free?
Yeah.
So they made everybody do that.
Yeah, it was weird times, but I don't know. It was good. In a lot of ways, I feel like came out better for it. Our family thinks that I think I'm better than them because I went to school. No, it also, because again, I majored in psychology and I took a bunch of classes to try to understand collectivist cultures. And I just basically got this, that the way we were raised is not the healthiest. And that if I want to, I don't know, have a fucking normal life, dude. Like, I gotta learn to set boundaries with our family because they don't know how to respect any of them.
Yeah.
Like, your mom's really mad at Jose because he set a little boundaries.
Like, what?
He just is a more renewal.
Because
he has, like, shit to do, I guess. Like, he has homies now. Like, and she's upset. But he paid her back already and stuff. Like, I don't know. But yeah, he's so mom. She's like, I'm very upset with him. And I was like, well, I don't think it's that bad. I'm like, he paid her. And I'm like, and also, mom, think about it. In your 30s, did you always, I'm like, she was like, I was a mom with 3 children. I'm like, yeah, his kids are in Mexico, so he can still fuck around. I'm like, he doesn't want to sit at home, be a family man with a family that's not his family. He wants to go out and be a guy. I don't know, fucking play soccer. I don't know what the fuck niggas do. But I understand why your mom was upset. Because all he really did was like, hey, I love y'all. But I don't know, all he's trying to do is like do his own thing. I don't think that's that bad.
Yeah.
But it's because, like, I don't know, our family doesn't, they don't just want like a little piece of you, they want everything. That's why I lie to him constantly. Our family's a big reason why I've broken like 8 out of the 10 commandments, bro. Damn. Except the sex one. That was on me.
Should we go on a break?
Sure.
Yeah, fuck it. We're on a break. We're going to go to commercial. Wait. Yeah. That sounded good. All right. We're back.
Hi. Oh yeah, remember earlier we were talking about the whole, like, I choose to intellectualize, like, existence because I'm afraid of actually, like, going to hell.
Yeah, but hell.
And also, sidebar, my favorite thing about going to college is the fact that I use big words. Like, I used to, and the only reason I started doing this because Nick used to think he was better than me just because he knew more words than English, and I would tell him, bro, again, English is my second language. Like, I don't know what to tell you. Sometimes you say shit I've never heard before, and I have to ask you what it means. And yeah, it's one of the reasons people treat me like a dumbass. They're like, oh, I didn't know. So now I use huge words on purpose.
And he used to tell me why I use these big words.
And they weren't big words?
I think I... Or, like, different words. I said, oh, yeah, I need a job because my funds are depleted. But that was just, you know, to be funny.
Yeah.
It was an ironic...
Yeah, saying. Yeah. Now my, my sister... I'm good. My sister and her husband used to give me shit. Because I was saying different. Which I don't even
But think. You can tell when people just use big words.
But I don't think, like, different is a big word, though.
I know. Like the Rizzo.
Oh, yeah.
How am I going to fit? What did he say earlier?
Something about all sex. I don't know.
About his being
the
his mom.
Tubes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was like, ooh, that sounds like a cool word. To rhyme stuff with.
Yeah, I don't know, but... What I was talking about is, like, I don't think indifferent is a big word.
Yeah.
It's just, like, I don't know. It's, like, I don't know. I don't care.
They told you what they tell you.
I was like, ooh, indifferent, Mr. Fancy. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, nah. I'm like, even in Spanish, it's a commonly used word. I'm like, I think you guys are just a little dumb.
That's probably from Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan.
Man, fuck that guy. I'm gonna say it forever, to be honest.
Joe Rogan diss track coming soon.
On site, Joe Rogan. Tito from East Bay. Perry Lynn. Fuck you, Perry.
Yeah, Perry.
I should just, you know, fucking beat the shit out of Nick.
Oh, Ruben.
I've tried. And the reason I pulled back on that is because I don't want to get my mom in trouble. And he knows my full name.
Hey, Ruben would get in trouble.
No, he knows my first and last name. And yeah, that guy could actually put me in jail. Like, I'll break Perry's face and run away and he'll be so confused. Tito knows nothing about me.
Tito.
Fuck that.
That guy's just a scum guy.
I don't know, man. Like, thinking back to, like, hanging out with Nick Brown for a lot of years, Nick Brown was kind of a shitty friend. Yeah. I always came last after all these D-bags, bro.
His mates?
Yeah.
His, what are they
his
called?
Bros. Hey, is bro rape a real thing? Put it in the comments below if you were in a fraternity and your bro raped you.
That's from,
shout out Donald Glover.
What is it called? Their group?
Derek Comedy Troop, yeah. Or some shit.
Derek Bros.
Yeah. Those guys. Yeah, bro rape.
My favorite one is about... what is it? Benjamin Franklin? He's just a time traveler?
I've only seen that one in the spelling bee. The bro rape one in the spelling bee are the only ones I've seen.
Basically, it's just Benjamin Franklin. He goes during this timeline, like his present time-ish, whatever. Present time was different. Because he's seen the guy... With a crazy rift in the bass, and it was just like a terrible rift. He's like, everything is always the same except this rift. This rift changes, and so it's just stupid. Terrible. It's just like, and I think he's like, and I'm also fucking. Alright, something like that. That one's hilarious. What other one? Oh, the classic one too. The defense class. Like, first you grab their arm. You see? Yeah, full power. against, and then you pull out your gun.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I do remember. That, because I'm not, my friends, yeah, that became a thing. And then you pull out your gun. Hey, remember when, like, I was, like, 8 months ago, me and Nick made you watch, the R. Kelly Trunk and Closet with us?
Yeah, it was crazy.
Now it's in poor taste. Like,
it was crazy of you guys to support that when I watched all of it. It was hilarious, and comedy gold.
When it came out, we supported it. We were into it. And then, it was just, I couldn't believe you'd never seen it. It's like, how do you live and not, it's like, it's a masterpiece. And you know what? If I go to hell, there's people who fucking will put their hand to fire for Michael Jackson. Midget, and that guy fucked children.
Midget.
It's a masterpiece. I don't care. R. Kelly, why'd you have to be a monster? Why'd you have to go and toot on a little girl, man?
And completely brainwash these women.
It was fucking insane, bro. Yo, you know, you know who's a big pedo who a lot of people don't talk about? Woody Allen. Fuck that guy. He's like a weird pedo.
So, alright. So, I'm confused about this Wu-Tang show. So, who's who?
Okay, yeah. So, I finally got who's who.
Okay.
Okay, so
I know who the RZA is.
The RZA, yeah, that's the main guy. Music guy. The guy who's fucking the RZA's sister. I thought that was the genius. No, that is Ghostface Killah.
Okay.
And then let's see, who else do you need clarification on? Oh, and the one that
RZA the genius.
Huh? The genius is, remember at the funeral?
I think.
The guy says, then they go, they do the rap show, and they're like, we gotta come on as a borough. And one goes, no, I'm from Brooklyn. That guy is a genius.
Okay.
I guess he's a little older, so he doesn't really hang out with them. And he was in Brooklyn. And then the one that was on the roof, that is Raekwon Genius.
Okay, Raekwon. Yeah,
that one's for sure Raekwon.
Okay, let's. Because that would be weird, because he would be fucking
his
cousin.
I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, so you know, Ghostface Killah is a wild guy.
Yeah.
Dang, I have so many questions. I hope more episodes come out.
What
is it called? Shout out Wu-Tang Clan.
In American Saga, I think it's called.
Sick. It was sick.
Yeah. I don't know. It's pretty cool. It's an interesting show, and I don't know. It's pretty sick. There's some cool guys, the old guys. Man, imagine going from selling crack to like not having one worry ever again.
Look at that bird.
Yeah.
It's freezing. You should put him inside.
Yeah. But I'm loaded.
The Wu-Tang Clan ain't none. Fuck with.
For real. I bet Wu-Tang tickets are mega expensive these days.
You seen their audience now? White.
It's all Caucasian invasion.
I want them to talk about that, like when it changed.
I think the fourth episode, because they just talk about how their biggest shit ever was Rage Against the Machine, because they said we went for playing like clubs to white stadiums. No, they really say that. Yeah.
Sheesh. It's crazy.
And imagine how much money Rage Against the Machine was bringing in the 90s, where they could have Wu-Tang open for them. Like, yeah. Shout out Rage Against the Machine. Shout out Tom Morello. That's one of my personal heroes. Yeah. I think I'm just like straight up a weirdo because of all the weird stuff, like weird music stuff I listened to growing up. I don't know. I keep trying to like pinpoint where or when this happened. Definitely, you know, psychedelic drugs had like their little influence, but I've been this way longer. Been strange too. The only reason it bothers me is because it's like they smell the weird and they get threatened. And they're dicks, and I got stabbed.
I was gonna say, yeah, like at school, I was telling you about the sergeants in my school.
Yeah.
They could smell the slacker or whatever in me. Sergeant, cause I went to the military school.
It was the worst of times.
And that's it. That was then. There's no best of times there.
Honestly, I feel like, I don't understand why your mom swears by that school. She tried real hard to get me to go there for some fucking reason. And I was like,
good thing you didn't.
Hey, bro, like, again, I've had a mind of my own since I was real young. Like, even me going to Cass Riley High did not go down without, like, a big-ass protest.
Where did you want to go?
Huh? San Leandro High.
San Leandro.
Not too hood, not too bougie. Right in the middle, you know? A lot of Mexicans, a lot of black people, a lot of white people.
Didn't want to send you there?
And we live, the thing is, we live in San Leandro. But, oh, who gets to say? Fuckhead. Literally, Andres got to decide where I went to school, and I don't understand why.
He was just like Castro Valley lit.
Bro, and then he didn't even, like, if he was out here, like, helping me, you know, get through school, like, make good choices, fucking, at least give me one idea of, like, hey, bro, you do know if you pay attention now, this could pay off in the long run. No. For him, it was this weird power thing. Like, it was just about controlling me. Because if it really was about my education, bro, why the fuck would he be, you know, frisking me and going through my shit and treating me like I was your brother when I wasn't your brother? Your brother was your brother. And your brother was up to your brother things. I was just out here, you know, being a fucking lame. Like, straight up. Like, all I would do is jerk off and play video games and, like, feel on girls' private parts when they let me. Because consent is everything.
It is.
That's really me in high school in a nutshell.
Good times.
Yeah.
Those are the best of times.
Those
are the worst
times. Those are the worst times. I fucking hated high school. Like, because, I just listed the fun stuff. I didn't list the whole, like, institutional and also, like, racial discrimination that I faced. No, it was mainly, you know, having to fight the niggas who would bring, like, Confederate flags on Cinco de Mayo and shit like that.
They would do that?
Yeah. There'd be race riots sometimes. And one time, I got shit from both sides because I wouldn't fight.
No way.
Yeah, because again, I'm not a fucking idiot and I know history, and this is what I said. I literally said this to both sides. I'm not gonna take part in this idiotic fight because the 5th of May,
so it was Mexican
in Mexico, people? Yeah, the Mexican people, John and all these niggas were trying to get me to fight. I was like, bro, pendejo, in Mexico, the 5th of May is just another fucking day. It doesn't mean anything because it was a battle of a war Mexico lost. Do you understand what that means? A war. They were under French rule for 400 years. Do you guys understand this? Why am I going to fight some white people over some shit that doesn't even matter to the people that live in the country? And then, you know, I was the asshole who, like, you know, and then I started getting shit from both sides. So, I was too whitewashed. And then, you know, you're a brown kid. So that's why I start hanging out with nerdy, weird anime dudes and potheads. Because everybody else ostracized me.
They're just on the corner there like, so what's this about? Like, I don't
know. Yeah, essentially. Yeah, it was weird, man. And
wait, Nick went there, right?
Nick, your brother, or Nick Brown?
Nick Brown, no.
Yeah, Nick Brown.
Went there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they both did their bid. Huh? Nick Brown graduated from there, though.
Nick went there, too?
Nick, your brother?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, and but I thought Nick lived in, like, San Leandro.
Nick Brown, yeah. But just like me, he had an international transfer. Remember, his parents, well, his mom is important. So, he had gotten kicked out of hella private schools. Yeah, Browns, your kid, I've never been expelled. That nigga's been expelled from 6 private schools. So he was pretty much out of options for private schools. So I was like, "Shoot, do we want to send him to schools in San Leandro that are getting kind of ghetto? We can't afford private schools. Charter schools aren't really a thing for us rich black people because they're rich."
Have you seen San Leandro High too?
Yeah, but it was too ghetto.
I know it is. It is.
They're it's real nice though.
Yeah, it is real nice. I seen the kids that come out of there.
Yeah, and then so their only option was Cass Riley, and what they the excuse they used was that Nick and Amanda wanted to learn. Nick was Japanese. Amanda was sign language. The excuse I used to go to that school was that Andres was a. Well, Andres was a state agent. He did shit for the state, and he used some shit excuse. And then your brother, he just used a transgender lady's address who lived across the street. And that's why he got kicked out real quick. Because we told your mom that wasn't going to work. Because it's like, oh, you live on Santa Maria across the street from the school? Why the fuck are you never here? And one time, this nigga was cut, and they went over there
to see who was. And the guy was like,
well, no, nigga wasn't there either, but it was just like, where do you live? And then what happened? He got caught tagging. They went through his locker. He had a pill bottle full of weed that had your little brother's name on it. So it became this whole big-ass thing. And then they accused him of selling weed. I don't know if he was selling weed or not, but this is what happened. He got accused of that. And then they used the whole him tagging and then him being gang-affiliated, which I don't think at the time, honestly. But that's what they said he was, and then one day he just wasn't there anymore. And honestly, he had more of a right to be there than I did. And that's why they tried to kick me out, because I was an industry transfer kid. They hated us. They only wanted industry transfer kids who were in sports. Like, all the kids on the basketball team, because they were all kids who live in Oakland. And that's racism, if you ask me. They would scout their fucking team for high school basketball. I don't know, I thought that was fucking racist. And they tried to, kick a lot of us out. And Nick had good grades, Amanda had good grades, so they couldn't touch them. Mario, though, as shitty, I'd C's. They weren't impressive. Because one time, the principal told Andres, why the fuck, we don't want him here, look at his grades. They're not impressive. I'm like, I kept telling Andres, just let me, I don't know, fucking do my own thing. I'm already smart, it's good.
You told him that?
Yeah.
Was he mad?
Of course he was. Pretty much everything I say pisses that guy off, which is what doesn't make sense. I don't know, I don't know what it is about me that pisses like goody two shoes people off, but something about me really pisses those people off. And that's the thing. If I was, like, evil, I'd take it, but I'm not. I'm just, like, a regular guy, bro.
A regular schmegula?
A regular schmegula, so you get the fuck out of my face.
The raw is still the raw.
Ain't nobody talking to you, or leave me alone. It's just, like, I'm very simple. For example, I think it's hilarious that your sister's husband really can't get over the fact that I don't like him. He tries really hard to, like, be nice to me, and she's like, it's cool, dude, you're just married to my cousin. Well, I'm not close to, so it's not a big deal. Y'all live your life. But I know that that's because he's like very paisa, and like, yeah, like family's important to him. But I'm like, hey. Maybe that's the same thing my brother tried to hammer into me. Like, you need to be more Mexican. You need to like beans. Do you know, they always gave me shit for that? What? I'm not a beans guy.
You don't like beans?
I don't like beans, I don't like cactus. I'm not Mexican.
With a little queso fresco? Cactus is disgusting.
Remember, I can't really have cheese.
Yeah, the beans from, what is it called? La Piñata. Disgusting. There's the water.
But, like, I'll eat beans.
And a burrito and stuff,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but I'm not like a... Let me just eat some beans. Like, that's
the thing. Yeah, I need some steak.
Yeah, like something, right? Not just like, oh, beans, yummy.
Maybe in a beans, queso fresco, in a
virote?
Yeah, that's
good. Smack. That's not like breakfast. But straight up just eating beans, that's just mushy stuff.
Oh, man. My mom only makes some sort of meat with sauce and beans now. Mm-hmm. Nowadays. For a week.
Mom and also spaghetti. She would make spaghetti. We eat that Monday through Friday. My mom's and ceviche. She likes the quick put it in the microwave or put it in the fucking fridge. It was cool. It was, you know. And then I got my own shit. And I was like, Hot Pockets every day, nigga. Takis every day. I had diarrhea for like 3 straight years.
Man, it's just like, you can't just, it's just meat, it's beans. It gets tiring.
It does. I don't know.
But I'm still gonna go eat. I think my mom said there's some steak and beans in the house. But sure. I was gonna say, the steak, they be putting hella seasoning. I'm like, I only like a little salt, a little pepper on my steak.
Oh, she seasons it a lot?
Like, too much. It's like, it tastes like just the seasoning. You can't even taste the meat.
I'm not.
It tastes good with just some salt, a little pepper,
yeah,
and just
the,
like
the flavor that comes off of it, right? Yeah.
I'm not a. Too much seasoning. Especially that seasoning. It just tastes like, I don't know. There's some good seasoning, but
is it the one with the chef?
Yes.
Yeah, really like that.
It tastes like salt. Like somebody just salted this thing. Do they know it has salt in? Like a lot of it. Like,
oh man. I've tried see, this is where they think that I'm better than them. I have tried to have this conversation with them. Like, did you know that like you don't need to add salt to most things? Cause you know, they use salt to preserve it, and stuff like that. Or the time, like, I tried to explain to your mom how eating expired food isn't necessarily a good idea. No. Like, yeah, it might not be bad, but there's just a reason for these small little rules that may seem silly. The main reason being public health. Just staying alive.
My mom just, you want some almond milk chocolate?
Huh?
My mom just has a box of almond milk chocolate. I don't know where she got it from.
I'm good.
Yeah, you don't want it?
Like, it's chocolate almond milk?
She got a crate of it. I don't know why.
I like regular almond milk just for my cereal. Like, I don't, like, drink it. I've never been... Are you a milk drinker?
No.
Like, I was never just let me get a glass of milk. Never. That's always not a...
I've done it before. I'm not going to lie to you right now. Because
yeah.
My mom would have the drinks locked up.
Oh no, but like just alone, like by itself.
Some Oreos.
Yeah, like something like that I've done.
Oh, how much do you
My
think
brother's
Oreos
one
are?
Of those guys. Just it's milk time.
You think Oreos are cheap on Amazon? I checked Hot Pockets. Hot Pockets are not worth it because that's too fresh.
Let me see.
But gummy worms, totally worth it. It was like, I don't know how much it was, like $5 for the pack of like hella, hella
which
different
ones?
Trolleys.
Don't get, okay, I was gonna say don't get the Haribo bears. Those give people diarrhea. Like, have you read the
what
reviews?
What is the Haribo bears?
I'll show you right now. Well, they're basically these gummy bears by the Haribo company. There's commercials. You never see the commercials on Cartoon Network? They used to have commercials on Cartoon Network. So there's regular Haribo gummy bears.
The Fred Flintstone ones?
No, they're just shaped like gummy bears. And then they have the sugar-free ones. It's the sugar-free ones that give you diarrhea. And straight up, like, if you read the comments...
Do they recall them, or...?
No, you can still buy them. And
is that what they're for? Or?
Yeah, if you read the... No, they're just so... They're not supposed to give you diarrhea, but it's... If they just do. And if you read the reviews, people will say that they take them, you know, to not go to work. They'll buy them and eat them, so that risk is the misplaced.
That's crazy.
But
But I looked up trolley. You can't get this one.
Yeah.
Trolley, even, like, dude. A whole bag of the... Of like the what do you call it? The octopuses? Be fire. Or even the peacho rings.
Oh, those are good. Oreo double stuff. for like a you know, the regular with the rib top thing. $3.34. I don't really spend my time quoting Oreo prices, so I don't know if that's the good deal.
That's all right deal, but you would have to buy a lot. Like, that's what I'm saying. I want to see if there's like the whole chips. Look up chips deals. It's way cheaper than the store.
Really?
You could buy the packs.
What's up? We buying a lot setting up outside the elementary school. Is elementary school?
Calypso is not worth it, guys. I don't know why it's so expensive on Amazon.
Okay. Put in the comments below, did you guys have an ice cream man outside of your elementary school who gave you guys free candy? Because I've asked a lot of people, this was not a normal thing. They had ice cream men, but they didn't give out free candy. I think this guy might have been a
my farmer. Coworker said that happened to him, but he also went to the middle school.
Yeah, see, so, you know, I think this guy might have been either trying to just swindle us out of our money, which Might have been, or also a pervert. But who knows? I hope it was just
probably
the money.
Cost him no money, and he just wanted to get kids to come to. But there's no other competition. Like, I don't understand
it. That's what I'm saying. it was weird. It was very strange. But yeah, put it in the comments below if you want to see Lance in our next video.
That's where I invented the lemon, lemon lime, or what is it called? Minute Maid, lemon, what is it called? Sorbet or whatever?
Oh, wait, why?
With Coke.
Oh, Delicious. Yeah, I remember that now. Delicious. Sugar on sugar. Or like that, the time I tried to explain to our family about how Coke is bad for you, and how the reason we...
Coca-Cola, not cocaine.
Oh, cocaine is also bad for you.
No, but that's good for you. Well, that's another story. No, I'm just kidding. I don't do Coke. Coke is bad.
Coca-Cola. And also how it's been bad for, like, our culture. How it's, like, led to, you know, what's the biggest killer in Mexico? Here it's heart disease, Mexico's diabetes. That's fucking sad. You know why? The Coca-Cola company. But when I tried to explain this to people, nah, I'm just a pretentious asshole who's, like, bagging on Coke. Straight up. Because Jose used to work for Coca-Cola. He loves Coca-Cola.
He loves the stuff?
Yeah, no, he loves the company. He just loves the red and
that's
the
gray. That's why he laughed when he see my RC.
Maybe.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't know if that...
He's a Coke guy. Yeah, I don't know. It's
no Pepsi? What if you just drink a Pepsi in his face?
Una Pepsi? I like how they say Pepsi. Una pizza, una Pepsi.
There's that Coke hat you had, though.
Yeah. Oh, are you doing Coke now, too? And I want to be like, bitch, I'm better than Coke.
That was a pretty good accent. That was a pretty good,
Yeah.
It's kind of a fool, a little bit less.
He would say, did Andres say Holmes? Yeah, Andres said Holmes.
Holmes.
Andres was a Holmes guy. ¿Qué hola, Holmes?
Please listen to that Migos song. Holmes, but they spell it H-O-L.
Like Sherlock Holmes. Like you spell... Kareem Abdul-Jabbar wrote a book about Sherlock Holmes. And you know what, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar...
With his brother. What's his brother's name?
Microsoft.
What's his actual name?
Mycroft. It's just... I just added two letters, bro. It's Microsoft, Mycroft.
That's a weird name.
Sherlock is a weird name. British people are weird. Hey, you know what I think is really funny? How, like, you know how the royal family now has, like, a half black lady in it, and she's like, oh my god, they're so racist. Why are they surprised? Like, I'm just saying, didn't England invent pretty much, like, most of Western culture, including racism? Just a thought.
Oh, that's why they moved?
They're moving out over here. Yeah, because she's been beefing with the queen. And you can't beef with the queen. But the queen is, like, you know, racist. Because the queen's been alive since, like, 1920.
Imagine how racist she is.
Yeah. That's, yeah, basically. When, I don't know. Just, like, for me, like, the big booties of Texas, they attract me. But everything else about Texas gives me no reason to ever go there, ever. There's a huge Mexican population. You bunch of dummies, get out of Texas.
It's because they're begging people, even teachers from Thailand.
Yeah.
Or what is it, Thailand?
Philippines.
Or Philippines.
$5. Ah, oh, man. Ah, that's problematic.
So we got Laika over here chasing your tail.
Yeah. And also, I just want to remind our listeners, fuck Joe Rogan.
Yep. Joe, diss track coming out soon.
Yeah.
Joe Rogan diss track.
You can tweet him and say that the Lonely Boys podcast said he was a bug boy and a faggot, and I'll see him in the octagon. can you imagine? That'll last, like, a millisecond.
You think so? You last.
No, I would try. But let's be realistic, Truth. Like, I could probably bench press two of me.
He's kind of old, though. How old is he?
I don't fucking know. I just know he looks like... He looks like... You know those bricks from the Mario games? Like, one of those took a shit?
Yeah.
And it's a person that has a podcast now. With muscles. That's what he looks like to me. Also, one of the Thumb Wars guys. Not Thumb Wars.
Shout out. Great movie.
Shout out Thumb Wars.
I had that.
Movie, the Spy Kids Thumb Guys. He looks like one of those.
Shout out Spy Kids.
And those Thumb Guys could probably kick my ass too. No, I'm just realistic. Like, I'm not like Ruben. I don't think I could take anybody down. Like, I talk a lot of shit, but I only talk shit to people like your brother, who I know I can beat the fuck out of. Ruben, I talk shit, and he could probably beat the shit out of me. But my other, I feel, because I have street fighting experience. He's a pussy, so, you know. But, like, you know, I talk shit to Andres, he could definitely kick my ass. I don't know. I guess I'm selective on who I will talk shit to. But that's not true, because I'll talk shit to anybody, really. But then I flipped a guy off crossing the street because he laughed at me for some reason, so I flipped him off. I'm very aggressive. But no, I don't think it would be of Joe Rogan.
Were the kids from Spy Kids white? Or no?
Jury's still out on that one with me, honestly, because wasn't, like, everybody, including, like... Wasn't it, like... I don't know. It's just, like, there's a lot of, like... Latino stuff there. It was a very confusing movie. I didn't understand
Is the guy that wrote it last
year? Gary Sanchez, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Also, Shark Boy Lava Girl.
That was a fucking weird movie, too.
Yeah. George Lopez, low point in your life.
Man.
Even though I watched that movie hell of time.
Pretty much from like 2006 forward has been a low point in George Lopez's life. Like, oh man, when he finessed his ex-wife out of a kidney and left her right after the surgery. Woo! Harsh. That shit is harsh.
Shit.
You see, like, people treat me like an asshole, but I couldn't do something like that. Yeah. I would take your kidney, stay with you, and then poison you.
Or maybe at least a year.
They turned off the light. It's time for Bang Bang Boogie.
I like to call it...
Those kind of bitches, you gotta fuck them in the dark, because, bro, it's a boner killer. Talking from personal experience?
Like this.
Oh, man.
What position do they even do? Like, if... Because if it was the other way, if she was on him, they'd get crushed.
One time, Caesar, I think this is the one time I was like, man, this guy, I think he's in an abusive situation. Because he said this to my mom. I remember he was like, yeah, I really like being with Kim, but my favorite part is when we have sex and then she gets off of me. No, he was like,
what's the okay, can you, like, describe can you describe Kim? Should we have her? How would we talk about it? I think I've seen her one time.
We would need some vice level fixers to find that lady.
I seen her one time. She's not hard to miss. She was just walking in Oakland.
Yeah, basically, it's like this white lady who's like 6'7". I don't know. She's a gigantress.
She's a giant. She's built like a fucking tower.
And then our cracky uncle, like, I don't even know
how tall is Caesar.
Caesar's like average height, like 5'8", 5'9".
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, like... Yeah, but I don't even know how this relationship came to be, but basically this lady would beat... Well, you saw the beating, because I never saw any of this. I just knew this little tidbit about when he was like, my favorite part is when we have sex and she gets off me.
I seen... Oh my god, we have to explain so much now, because I have to bring up Keho, who got beat up by, like, Keho.
We should have Keho on this.
Keho is elusive. I think last time I seen her, she was getting arrested down the street.
Wow, that's bad.
But Keho is the neighborhood whore, literally. She is a woman of the night.
Yo, I remember when...
And she got beat up because the ginormous lady thought our uncle slept with her or something. And she beat her ass in the broad daylight in the middle of the street.
That's amazing. I really wish I had been here for this. Yo, I remember when Pistol was...
But the thing is, you think this girl's big and slow. She's fast. That's a healthy woman.
True. It's the meth. They don't need. It's the meth.
Look. It's funny because it looks like she's walking slow, but she's. It's like a rhino.
Them long legs, bro. It just kind of gives you a little. It's bristful. Bro, I remember.
She's actually built like a rhino.
When my mom was really excited because Beast had a pretty white, a young white girlfriend, and then later I came to find out that this pretty young girlfriend
is Keho.
Yeah. Bro, I was so hyped. He was bragging to so many people about this.
Because he'd be talking to my grandma just nonsense.
He was so excited, man. Like he was really bragging about having a white girlfriend. And the reason I remember this, because one time, you know, I've dated a couple ugly bitches, and he told me that he thought my bitch was ugly, and then he said, I only date pretty bitches. And then, now I realize that it was Kelly.
That's just, I would never touch that.
Yo, apparently, like, the whole, like, everybody, huh?
Just all the drug addicts.
Sounds about right, yeah. Also, jail's not cool. Just
damn, that the girl has wild stories.
Yeah.
But
yeah, but I don't know. Some of the drug addicts and ending up in situations they don't really know how they got into. Like, so Nina one time got kidnapped and just woke up in Eureka.
Honestly, well, back to Kim though. I have. Didn't she have kids?
She had two kids with a gay guy.
Yeah, so what's the story behind that? You know the story behind that?
Of course
that?
I know the story, because you know how this goes.
So let me guess. Can I guess first?
Yeah.
So this guy is fucking this lady. She's scary to him. And then she's like, you're mine. And then they have the two kids, and he's just like, to get away from her, he's like, I'm gay. Or was he already gay?
Actually, that makes more sense.
And then he's
story
just not.
I've heard
she's not. He's not really gay. He just. He moves somewhere else.
I would do the same thing. Actually, now thinking about it. Yeah, basically, what I had heard is that they were.
And then that was Caesar's curse. All right, keep it going.
Essentially, that they were together and like that he got her pregnant twice, and then they moved over here because I don't know where they're originally from. But they moved to the Bay Area because he wanted to be closer to stuff. And then the stuff ended up being gay people. Because he was a gay people. But
I'm skeptical about him actually being
a gay but person. The thing is, like, how do you have two kids and not know you're gay? And also, like...
He's like,
But then again, dude, how do you fuck that? Then I
Caesar.
Sober.
Oh, that's true.
Cause see, I've had sex with some riff-raff sized women. I'm not gonna lie.
This is what I think too.
But
I've
been fucked up.
You're mine now. Come here, bud. Yeah, I'm in the neck.
God. Put in the comments below if you want to see Carlos in our next video.
Carlos.
Also, put in the comments below if you think Vinny Vaughn should stop being homeless.
How you...
I got money for a camera and skateboards, but not a fucking help.
You got kicked out of your friend's house. That is hilarious.
Vinny, I know you'll probably never hear this, bro. But, like, from one, like...
He just did... I think
kind of fuck up to another... Don't be telling people your shit, especially not on YouTube. Because then guys like me are going to laugh at you. Because, hey, man, I'm not that special either, but it's okay.
He said he didn't give him any money because... Hmm? He said he didn't
give him any money. I didn't watch the whole video. I just got watched until they turned off the Wi-Fi. That was so uncool.
Now I had to go to McDonald's.
I was like, man... Why am I watching? I really thought that, like, what the fuck am I watching?
Micah has fun with herself.
Same.
Chasing your tail.
Oh, no, I don't chase my tail.
Yeah, but I'm so tempted to cut off this small plant I got.
Alright, that shit looks ready.
I know, but one more day won't hurt, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Tomorrow's the thing. The thing's gonna come and I can actually check. Dev said, if I think it's ready, it probably needs a little bit longer.
That's true. But well, yeah, I don't. I'm not gonna try to advise you on when, because I honestly don't know. But like I told Oscar, all I know, bro, is I'm like, I know about smoking weed.
The hairs do look orange, though.
Yeah. Oh look, that's heck of funny. They make glasses, so your lights don't hurt your eyes when you're growing. The shit that Amazon suggests to me now definitely makes it look like I do something with drugs. All kinds of scales get suggested to me. I really want the speaker, but I don't know if it's worth it. It's like a floating R2-D2 type speaker.
Sick.
But if it's like shitty sound, I don't want it, you know? You think that Joe Rogan like bathed in elk blood since he eats so much elk?
That guy's a weirdo.
You think he's ever fingered an elk? I feel like that's a like a alpha male thing to do. Hey, Ruben, put in the comments below if that's something you would do. Fuck an elk for like, I don't know, strength or power or whatever. Also, if you're an alpha, put in the comments below if I can be your beta. I will be very submissive.
Does the janitor say alpha dominant?
Alpha dominant male. Yeah, I'm down to be your beta. My only condition, though, is that I have to be top. Why? Because my dick is obviously bigger. Why? Because it's like a foot.
Is it like a foot or like a foot?
It's shaped like a foot.
That's so, what I thought.
Yeah. So it's definitely not... It will be bigger than most penises because essentially it's just swollen because I hit it once. And it's just not healthy down there. And it smells. I've been told it smells down there. And that I should probably go to the doctor. But you know what I say going to the doctor? No, because I don't want them to tell me something's wrong with me. Dude, check it out. I don't know why you would need this kind of slingshot, but I kind of want it.
Deadly one?
You could put, like, arrows in it. It comes with, like, a laser. And so it'll shoot, and then you can reel it in. So you can, you know, shoot your enemy.
Oh, it's for fishing, maybe.
Yes, but also for killing. Because I will use it for killing. Oh, man. Do you think the FBI monitors what people buy on Amazon now specifically because you know the people be shooting people?
Probably. Can you order guns?
Actually, I've never tried it. I've BB guns, but let's see. Let me just put gun.
Your phone just closes on you.
They just show up. I think they only have, yeah, pellet guns. Yeah, they don't have air guns and pistols. Let's see.
Put CBD.
Oh, they sell that.
They sell hella CBD. CBD gummy. Trolley.
CBD oil, hemp capsules. CBD. They call it hemp oil.
Hemp oil?
Yeah.
Oh, I seen. I brought it up because I seen hemp gummies.
Yeah, there's a bunch of hemp gummies. But apparently, like, the CBD that's synthesized from hemp is different than CBD hemp that's synthesized from cannabis. That's what my man's, whatchamacallit, told me.
Cannabis.
Dude, these are sick. My dad has one of these. You put rock salt in it, and you shoot it, it shoots fucking flies out of the air.
Rock salt?
Yeah, it's fucking sick. I don't understand how, but yeah, my dad has one, and he'd be shooting shit.
Air, or what?
Yeah. But it's just like, it just seems like hard to do.
It takes him out?
Yeah.
Because it's like, this thing.
Apparently, yeah, so they only have, like, gun-adjacent guns. Or maybe if I put...
What if you put rocks in the...
.22.
Rock? What do you put actual rocks in there? That's... That might hurt somebody.
You buy antique Colts?
Was that just for show?
I don't know. You could buy bullets for it, but I don't know if it works.
What's that that rule? If what? It's past a certain year, you have own a gun. If it's like built.
Oh yeah, right. Antique guns are legal.
Yeah. Like a musket, like it still shoot.
Yo, see, they finished the lights back on. That's hecka funny. I say, I'm telling you, I talk a lot of shit because I can take Riffa. The way I will take him, I will bend him over and put it in his boot.
Honestly, though, Kim could beat her up. She's huge. Bigger. Way bigger than she might snatch riffraffs.
Man. Nah, she's drugging. She needs her drugging. I don't think she's down with the with the fucking beer for the taste. Taste, not the feeling. I'm kind of winding down here, I feel. We're also getting close to the hour mark.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anything else?
Any last thoughts?
Shit, are people even listening to these? I don't even know, to be honest.
Well, our highest viewed one, I think, has 9 or 10.
Really?
Yeah.
That's actually... Does it count like your listens?
One.
It counts one. So listen. Like 8 other people.
I think so.
Cause oh. I haven't played any on my.
I think it counts my anchor one and the one I listened to it.
Oh.
It's like, so it counts two.
So either way, wow, that's impressive. Shout out to like.
We got 36 cents.
From our ad.
Ad revenue. We're gonna bring out merch soon.
Yeah.
Add us on our Patreon.
I feel like if we really tried to do more advertising.
Patreon/
Lonely Boys.
The Lonely Boys Podcast /
I Fucked Your Mom.
/
In the ass.
.com.
Yeah.
Alright. See you guys.